New Zealand actress Melanie Lynskey spoke with me during the red carpet preceding the world premiere of We'll Never Have Paris. This red carpet was different than what I'm used to. Held in the boutique, Swift's Attic, off Congress Avenue, and presented by Supper Suite, described by its company, A-List Communications, as a pop-up culinary and hospitality experience. I enjoyed the intimate experience and was pleased to speak with Melanie about her role as Devon in this comedy romance, co-written by Big Bang Theory star Simon Helberg and his wife Jocelyn Town. We'll Never Have Paris tells the somewhat true-to-life story of Helberg's and Town's breakup, the time he unexpectedly followed her to the City of Light, where she had gone to stay with family as an escape. A friend of mine was in a similar situation, driving to a college town in Wisconsin from San Marcos, the name of which I will not say, just in case my friends are listening, in an effort to win back his ex-girlfriend. I went with him on this trip, and let's just say their romance was not rekindled. So I dedicate this podcast to those two friends. You know who you are. So I do have to ask, I came from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was just telling him that it's probably the best movie that I've seen so far. Actually, what it was supposed to make you laugh.
Oh, so good. That
was good. Two, how closely would you say your personality is to your character in the movie? Because I think I would react quite similar to your character in those situations.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people would. Yeah. I'm a little more... I don't know, I forgive a lot. Probably too much. But yeah, I think it was like a pretty normal human reaction. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know, maybe I would have said yes at the very end. Who knows? I might have just kept him on a string a little bit longer.
Oh really? I'm not good at that stuff. I'm just like, I love you, whatever you want to do. Yeah, I'm a disaster.
And also too, did you know any French prior to the film?
I studied French at high school and so I was like, oh, I'm fine, but then I realized, you know, first of all I speak French with a New Zealand accent, like quite a strong New Zealand accent. It was something I wasn't really aware of. Well, I had a boyfriend who was French and he told me that, but so then I had to try to speak it with like an American French accent. It was hard.
That must be the weirdest thing. So did you have like a speech coach or how does that work?
Well, Jocelyn's mother is French, so she helped me. Apparently I was saying one word, the word for neck, I kept mispronouncing it and it meant something really dirty, so she would come over and she would be giggling and like, you can't say it like that, you know. But she was helping.
So would you say that, like, what would be the hardest thing as accent to do? Would it be the French or would it be an American accent? Is an American accent hard to...
No, an American accent at this point isn't that hard for me because I have to do it so much for work. But yeah, when you're speaking a foreign language and trying to have memorized it, then to also remember to not speak it with your own natural inflections is really hard. That was hard.
And so the chemistry between you and Simon, was there a preparation before, as in like you were friends with him or you knew him in some
Yeah, place? We've known each other for 13 years, maybe 12 or 13 years, yeah.
How did y'all first meet
you? We met, my friend Emily Deschanel knows Simon, and she knew a whole bunch of dudes, and I met them all at the same time, and Simon was one of them. So I knew him and Jocelyn before they were together. So I guess it's longer than 12 years. Yeah, I knew Jocelyn because she's a friend of Emily's, I knew Simon. And then they got together, and I was like, oh, that's perfect. And then there was a little hiccup. And everyone was like, what's happening
so
now?
To experience kind of what the film is.
But the film is so very different. It's a similar trajectory, but it's very different. The characters are different, and you know, which is nice because I know everybody involved, and you don't want it to be too close to home, you know.